What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are doing a very, very special episode because we are sharing your Dare to Be Iconic stories right here, right now, to celebrate 2 years of this very podcast. I cannot believe it. 2 years, 3 seasons, and so many amazing, iconic, radiant icons in our lovely community. But before we spill the tea on your fabulous stories, I dare you to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. Now, let's get to that piping hot tea. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now.
Hi, my name is Alondra. I am from Puerto Rico. And Dare to Be Iconic has helped me in so, so many ways. First of all, the community. Shout out to the Radiant Icon community, because when I met Amanda back in May 2025, we met at her amazing event of Lando Bash, and honestly, I loved it. I felt so healed in that moment, because before going to Miami and even after, I was just in such a dark spot mentally. I was just having trouble just living my life, and it was a very difficult time. And just being able to have that community and that like sense of comfort within the Radiant Icon and the Dare to Be Iconic community, I just felt so grateful to have met Amanda and the beautiful people that she brought into her community. I think that being a Radiant Icon means pretty much everything, because it means that you are empowered, that you have so much love and comfort within yourself and as a person, as a human, as a woman, just everything. And just, I couldn't be prouder of being a Radiant Icon. And honestly, I love Amanda and everything that she does. I think every single one of her episodes has a different teaching, a different lesson to life, and just different, you know, advice and tips on how to be a Radiant Icon. And I think that it's what we need at the moment, and I think that it's perfect that she's doing this and dedicating so much of herself to this podcast and this community. And it's absolutely beautiful to witness how many women are connected because of Dare to Be Iconic.
Hi, fellow Radiant Icons. I'm Bella, and I'm from New York City. And I have been friends with Amanda for almost 3 years at this point. I'm very excited that we get to share our own stories to be on her podcast and her videos. The whole brand of Dare to Be Iconic has really helped me recently in my journey, because I feel like me and Amanda, we both have somewhat similar stories with relationships. I don't have the story of the letter in the box on the porch, but I do have pretty terrible experiences being in relationships, being treated badly and not being treated right. And I think that the whole brand of Dare to Be Iconic has really helped me to feel more confident in myself and to really feel like I am able to express myself the way that I want to and not be scared to be judged or anything like that. Because when I was in my last relationship, it felt as though I had to be or put on an act to get the kind of attention I wanted. But now, being single, I feel like I can do whatever I want and be who I want to be. And that's all thanks to this amazing person and this amazing podcast, Dare to Be Iconic.
Hi everyone, my name is Sanya. I'm from Skopje, from Macedonia, and I'm filming this for like the millionth time. So I'm currently finishing up my high school degree in law, but I'm not gonna continue in that field. I'm going into PR, and hopefully will specialize and master in sports media to fulfill my dream of becoming a sports media manager or a PR manager for a team in motorsports, hockey, any sports. And I'm so excited to share how Dare to Be Iconic has been a part of that transition and of that decision. In my personal journey, Dare to Be Iconic has been a huge thing for my confidence and has given me a lot of it. I struggled with a stutter, as you will probably hear into this video, and I know that we all have some insecurities. So Dare to Be Iconic and Amanda has helped me realize that I don't have to wait for permission to start leading, to be myself. And also a major breakthrough for me was when I created my own project, like the podcast Fueling the Dream, and when I started contacting more people. I think Amanda and everyone in the community, the watchers of Amanda Lair, shout out to her, she's one of my favorite creators, and I think motorsports friends, yeah. Realize that I can do this if I have my mind on something, that I can do that, and I will, you know, go until the end. There were moments like when I felt like really small into the motorsports community, but I think the community, like Amanda, has helped me a lot. And watching her episodes in Dare to Be Iconic has been a huge thing, and I'm really grateful for her. So the next thing I want to answer is, what does radiant icon mean to you? So to me, being a radiant icon is about leading with excellence, but also with empathy, about being nice to others. I think it's also about having the self-love to know your worth. Definitely, but also the confidence to lead the way for others, like your community, your friends, your family, and more things. So the Dare to Be Iconic message helped shape my growth by teaching me that confidence isn't about being perfect. Definitely, I have learned that into the hard way. It's about being visible to others, inspiring other people, definitely. Me being in the sports media, I have inspired many more people that want to start a community, and it means a lot, because as a child I would love to have someone do that for me. Whether I'm interviewing drivers, or I don't know, I'm planning my next content, my media move, I think being radiant means showing up and not dimming my light to fit into the traditional spaces, like changing myself for, you know, others. It helped me it helped me get my own ambition without saying sorry to others. I have to be quick for my favorite episode, because I'm already at 4 minutes, but my favorite is with Lair, Born to Fangirl. I think this episode stood out to me because Lair talked about being a fangirl. It's about having a superpower. As someone who is incredibly passionate about motorsports, about bands, about singers, I think I sometimes felt like that I had to tone down my excitement to fit with others. But hearing Amanda and Lair discuss her turning the teenager into project, like podcasts, like Lair has, I think it resonated with my journey, because it validated that you don't have to choose between being a professional and being a fangirl, but you can lead with any dream you have. So I love you, Amanda. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for your podcast. So have the best day ever, and love to the community.
Okay, so being iconic in my everyday life, okay, I think is truly just being exactly who you are and not giving a care about what anyone else thinks about you, and just walking with that confidence in life, because you have the confidence, you're iconic.
Being iconic, like, I love your saying there, because it's not like there are certain like rules, and it's kind of like a personal authentic journey, and yes, like you can interpret being iconic however you want. And personally for me, it's just the focus of not caring about people's opinions and being authentic, because like for so long I've tried to mold into the people I was around to make sure that like I'm accepted and like, but being iconic is like breaking past that. It's like no more.
So I think daring to be iconic to me means being confident in your own skin, being fearless, and being bold. And I think I live that in my everyday life just by being myself. I like to romanticize my life. I like to live a soft girl life. I love to just sit at a cafe by myself and read or write. And then I also like to go out with my friends and get dressed up and get cute. But I just love doing what I love to do in the moment. And just take it day by day.
I think for me, when I think of like, what does dare to be iconic mean to me? I really focus on the word iconic. And mm-hmm. so I want to translate it into dare to make an impact. Because when I think of iconic, it means like it's impactful. Okay. So I think of like when you wake up every morning, you should be thinking, how am I going to make an impact today? Or what is the impact that I'm going to make today? It could be something personal, like your family, your career, yourself, your health, or it could be on a much larger scale. So, I mean, you could think of like, how am I going to make an impact in my community or in the world if you want to go like grand? But I really do think it is how dare to make a positive impact. That's how I interpret it. And then for me in my own personal life, I would say I represent the iconic vibe by just taking risks. I mm-hmm. feel like I've always had this mentality of, if I want to try something, what is stopping me? And 99% of the time, it's nothing except for myself. And I refuse to let like imposter syndrome or feelings of inadequacy stop me from having this experience or opportunities.
So I think dare to be iconic, for me, it means more like having the courage to show up as myself and like trusting myself, even when it feels like scary or yes. really different. And especially ignoring what others might think or might say. Mm-hmm. So that's also my way of like daring myself to be iconic in every day. I dare myself to be iconic even when I'm doubting myself. I mean, to be honest, I doubt myself all the time. Even when I'm overthinking, I keep going. I keep yeah. showing up. I keep doing content, you know? So it's like, even if I can't, I trust myself and I trust what I can do and what I'm able to do.
To me, iconic means embracing your true, authentic, messy, chaotic self, whatever that means to you. Embracing your wins as well as your failures, acknowledging just who you are as a person and living that through. And in my daily life, in order to be an icon and pursue that iconic mentality that you push so hard, and I love, I try so hard to just always be working towards my highest self, always mm-hmm. be working towards growing and embracing that.
So I think around March, I found your podcast and I started like listening to every single episode that you had. And I think that like the one I loved the most was the breakup with your past, fall in love with the future, like on this little journal that you gave me. That's a gift from you.
Showcase the journal. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so grateful for that. Like it's going to help me even more than your podcast already did. I think that there's like many more people who are thankful for your existence and for your podcast. I love you, Amanda.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so.
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, you guys, hearing your Dare to Be Iconic stories and how Dare to Be Iconic has impacted your life and what it means to you honestly just keeps me going. And sometimes it's really hard to keep going because running a business is hard, y'all. But it's because of you guys and your stories that it inspires me and motivates me and fuels me to keep going forward. You guys are what makes this community so iconic and amazing. And I'm so honored to be on your Dare to Be Iconic journey as we dare to be iconic together, Radiant Icons. But anyway, I can gush about you guys all the time since, you know, I do that a lot on this podcast, but there's just so much love, I have to share it. But anyway, I will chat with you guys next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.